1-888-535-0956. That's 1-888-535-0956. 1-888-535-0956.
AM 1460, WVOX, and WVIP HD4, New Rochelle.
1460 WVOX.
Welcome to Brand Talk, the only show on radio where branding gets practical and personal. Here on WVOX Radio, 1460 on your AM dial. At our new time and day, Thursdays from 5 to 6. My name is Dr. John Tantillo, and we're here to talk about brands. Your personal brand, your career brand, and even your business brand. Question. What do you do when your personal brand or your business brand has stalled, flattened? There's no forward motion. What can you do to restart a brand or your brand? That's what we're going to talk about today, and we're even going to talk about the president and what he may have done to reignite his brand. Even though you may not disagree with his policies, on Brand Talk, we look not at politics, we look at marketing and branding, and so that's what we're going to do. And if you have any opinions about your brand, the president's brand, the Democrat brand, the Republican brand, give us a call. 914-636-0110. We always love to hear you, your ideas. Get a heated debate going, maybe not so heated. And that number, once again, 914-636-0110. And you should probably download it or save it in your speed dial so that you can call anytime when you want to become part of the discussion. 914-636-0110 here on Brand Talk on WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. And if you like, you can even email us or email me. I have my iPad here at doc@brandtalkradio.com. Some people don't want to speak on the radio, but we can get your opinions and your thoughts at doc@brandtalkradio.com. And folks, if you're joining us for the first time, this show is about understanding brands. And whether we are talking about personal, professional, or small business, at Brand Talk, we use the same marketing and branding principles that Fortune 500 companies use so that you can go brand yourself and become the brand you are truly meant to be. And during the hour, myself, Dr. John Tantillo, and my friend and colleague, TJ McCormick. Say hello.
Hello. Yes.
We want to provide you with some branding and marketing gems that are going to be helpful to you as you go through the marketplace. And this is a call-in show, and it's your show, and we want to hear from you and so that we can help you to go brand yourself in your business or in your personal life or in your career. So anyway, and we have a special treat for you. At a few minutes after the hour, after the half hour, I should say, we have Sinatra interpreter, a friend, colleague, great professional, Mr. Carrie Hoffman, who has a show running at Sophia, a restaurant on 46th Street in the Edison Hotel called My Sinatra. So he'll tell you all about it. And next week, I have Ms. KT Sullivan. She has a, not only is she a grand, I always love to see her perform and her cabaret shows. She is just wonderful. Not only is she a great performer, she also, and she's going to tell us about that, she is now the new creative director for the Mabel Mercer Foundation. So she'll have a little bit to talk about there. And this is WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. 914-636-0110 or doc@brandtalkradio.com. And today, sharing his ideas, beliefs, and all things TJ and branding is my radio partner and friend, TJ McCormick, who's a regular on the Fox News Channel, Fox Business, and of course, Brand Talk.
Aloha.
So, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay. Well, we got to tell, you know, we got to let our listeners know about what we did last night. And it really addresses this idea that you and I talk about when you don't want to go out of the house.
Uh-huh.
You know, you got that agoraphobic thing going.
You don't want to leave the friendly confines of your own four walls.
Right.
You want to have all your comfort, your creature comforts. You don't want to venture out.
Mm-hmm.
In my case, I it's very easy to get bound by obligation sometimes at home. But, you know, business has to be done. Life has to be led. And as a result, I'm all cultured.
Yes, you are. Well, what is he talking about? Well, last night, you know, our guest of 2 weeks ago, was it last week? Assy.
Mm-hmm.
Matathias.
Matathias.
Assy. Anyway, we went to see him perform at the Harmony Club. And let me tell you.
Which, by the way, let's actually. Sure. Now, before, when sure. I, when you said to Harmony, because I before yesterday, I wasn't cultured. I was just milk. Now I'm yogurt. Before yesterday, you said a Harmony Club, and I thought we were going to a supper club, something in the upper. It was on the Upper East Side. And I thought it was a supper club, maybe something inside one of the schmancy hotels. Turns out the Harmony Club is the second oldest social club in mm-hmm. Manhattan, in New York City. Goes back pre-Civil War days. Just a brilliant, brilliant old building. The building isn't that old, but the building goes back to turn of the century. And so that's one thing. So the surroundings were absolutely austere, beautiful, stunning surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a classical, it was a fundraiser for a music school in Israel.
Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What was the name of the school? Oh, boy. God forgive me. They said it. Kesher Elohim?
You're good.
Kesher Elohim?
I'll never remember it. I have all to do to speak English.
Kesher Elohim. Yeah. And
so.
Being a fan of Israel and being a fan of all things Israeli settlements, I was very happy to be there. And one day, I hope to have enough money to be able to cut a check for an organization like that.
Oh, no. But you know, Assy, you know, talked about practice.
Oh.
You know, if you weren't in on the interview of last week, the man said he practices like 6 hours a day, and let me tell you, it sounded that way. I mean, it was brilliant. And when I go and hear someone mm-hmm. like that, and his other colleague that I can't remember who she was, and she played the double bass. I want to tell you, it's awe-inspiring and gets the brand juices going.
It does.
It really makes you want to be.
It was the first thing you and I were talking about on the way out of the room.
Absolutely.
You said to me, you said, how inspired are you to go get it now?
Yes.
You said, how inspired are you to get out there and brand and brand and brand and sell you? And I said, I'm beyond inspired right now.
That's TJ McCormick. Brand Talk, WVOX 1460 on your AM dial, 914-636-0110. This is Dr. John Tantillo, and we're here to talk about this brand issue of whether or not your brand has gotten stalled. And look, go ahead.
And here's the thing, too, is that I kept saying to you last night, every time something else amazing would happen at the fingertips of these young adults, 22, 24 years old, every time you and I would look at each other, because, of course, John made sure we had seats in the very front row for media, and because we're media, apparently. And, but here's what it is. What I witnessed last night was very, very reminiscent of my earliest days doing stand-up.
In what way?
In the sense that we watched, and back in the day, I was pure God-given talent.
Yes.
Matched up with hard, hard work.
Absolutely.
These kids wake up in the morning with all the talent in the world, mm-hmm. and then they go and they practice and they refine and they hone their God-given skills. They do not rest on their laurels.
You know what it is, TJ? They're not coasting.
No, they're not.
They're not coasting. And you know, this gets back into politics.
Mm-hmm.
You lose campaigns mm-hmm. when you think you're going to win.
Right.
You always have to run a campaign as if mm-hmm. you're going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot coast in life. Once you come to the radio studio and you're not prepared,
right.
once you go on and do the talk show and you haven't read the notes,
right.
once you do a college lecture and you're not prepared
yep.
by what you're going to say and you wing it,
mm-hmm.
okay, you might be able to get away with that once.
Right.
But that's the whole yep. message here on Brand Talk.
Yep.
Make that brand sing.
You can't coast up.
You can. Oh, wow. I love that.
How's that?
I love it.
You can't coast up.
And you see, this is why, whether or not you like the president or not,
right.
you have to admire mm-hmm. his savvy on one level.
Right, sure.
On the marketing side.
Sure.
Okay. And the way I look at it, I was a little bit in politics. I was a chief of staff for an assemblyman, mm-hmm. so I know a little bit about pie. I've mm-hmm. been in campaigns, but that's not my bailiwick now. It appears to me
yeah.
that there's a fight between the political people
mm-hmm.
and the marketing people.
Interesting.
Uh-huh. Okay, and so it's one of the things, yes, and what's happening is there's a mixed message. So mm-hmm. the positive of what the president did is he went to Europe, and he tried to make the most out of the bin Laden anniversary
sure.
and the Afghanistan situation. And it was very, very, right. I thought, fairly well
right.
Executed. Some people said that, okay,
right.
they had reservations about it. But then, on the other side, they came out with such a weak campaign theme.
Mm.
Forward.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
to me, forward mm-hmm. is talking more about the Obama campaign.
Right.
And what do we talk about when we talk about marketing? It's not about your brand.
Right.
It's how your brand satisfies the needs of your customers.
And let me actually give you another very salient example of what you're talking about in terms of the battle within the Obama camp between the marketing people and the political people. Within that very nicely orchestrated trip to Afghanistan and the speech and talking to the troops and within that, though, all right. So there's the branding part of it.
Right.
Now here's the politics part of it. He combined all of that very unnecessarily.
Right.
In the same news cycle, his political people were hell bent on taking a shot at Romney mm-hmm. by saying he wouldn't, by mincing, parsing words and using semantics,
right.
by saying Romney, by his own words, wouldn't have taken this out. So instead of just celebrating, we're all together on this, bin Laden's dead, hip hip hooray, thank you SEAL Team 6, he's also out there saying, and my God, this other guy, he wouldn't have done it, just so you know.
Right.
So, right there. Very, 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 very astute observation on your part, as always, good doctor, that you had the marketing and the politics bickering with each other.
TJ McCormick, do you agree with TJ? Do you agree with me? Give us a call. 914-636-0110. Whether or not the president is being more marketing driven or more politically driven. 914-636-0110. This is Brand Talk with Sean Tantillo, TJ McCormick on WVOX. 1460 on your AM dial. I just can't say enough about this tension that I feel is coming about. But what I want to do also. Is on this branding and marketing side, you know, I get a little angry sometimes, TJ, and I also get frustrated. That's probably a better word. When people, they don't emphasize enough this whole idea of the brand. Like I think where and they preempt the branding part for the political part. And I'll tell you what you brought up. About the president is that the presidential brand, President Obama, which you're basically saying, the office, he shouldn't be doing that. And that's what you're addressing. And, but then it's that Chicago pile coming out.
And
you know, somebody should be at the switch saying, no, Mr. President, you don't do that.
To put it in a very street level parlance, it was tacky. It was tacky. It was unnecessary. You're out there being presidential about the most arguably the most presidential moment of this man's administration of his term. The most presidential moment of his term. And he sullied it with a shot.
Well, I mean, Bush did it when he put Mission Accomplished. So people
And what did you say? Just like your comment about the kid out of Queen. You can take the kid out of Chicago. You can't take Chicago out of the kid.
You're using my lines against me. That's TJ McCormick here on Brand Talk. John Tantillo. Love to hear from you. 914-636-0110. Yeah, and there's so many things going on today that are what I call branding related, and the and I mentioned as we were coming into the studio today, this idea with Spirit Airline, where they refused to give. I don't know if you heard this.
Yes, I have. $192.
They refused to give $192 to a dying veteran.
Amazing.
Because he can't make a trip, and he didn't. And the reason for it, for not giving it back, is he didn't have the insurance policy. I just think this is the stupidest thing that you could ever do. That's going to definitely be the loser of the week.
They just lost you know half the country in terms of
it's just absolutely incredible. So. There you go. But, you know, here if your president or your leadership team doesn't want to listen to you, and I heard him on, he was pretty, persistent that there was no way he was changing. So somebody put a bee in his bonnet, and there was no way he was gonna move from that. But anyway, and then I don't know if you heard about the Ashton Kutcher Pop Chips come out.
Yes, time what to you, lighten up. Go ahead.
You're gonna no. And if you're not familiar with that, it seems that Ashton Kutcher was dressed up as an Indian, know, and had an Indian accent, and was like a producer from Bollywood. And now the Indian community is.
If we had this level of silliness. Peter Sellers would have never been the genius, brilliant, wonderful actor that he was. He would never have had a chance to express his comedic chops as he did.
Well, what about Al Jolson doing a blackface?
That, okay, now, granted, that is something, oh, shut up. No, okay, that is something that that I think... do I really have a problem? Yes, because of the absolute, what's the word I'm looking for? The
demeaning.
The demeaning nature of the minstrel thing. This was not about taking on the persona of an African-American no, yeah. That was about demeaning and even worse, if there's a worse word than demeaning, it's stoking the fires that people had burning within them against a race and mm-hmm. bringing out all those things that were stereotypical, falsely stereotypical of a group of people. Ashton Kutcher participated in an impersonation, an interpretation,
right,
of a way of speaking which is associated with accurately associated with people of Indian descent and people from India.
Right.
And he's not alone. It happens every day. Mm-hmm. It is made fun of all the time. It happens on American. There was a show on NBC that had to do with a call center in India. It had Indian people making mm-hmm. the same jokes about Indians. Anyway, the point is, John, to answer your question, sorry, more succinctly, in the same video clip, he made fun of what you would call a redneck. He made fun of what we would call a hippie, I think. He was doing several characters, mm-hmm. but everybody got up in arms. Actually, you know what? Probably not too many people got up in arms, and the company, the Pop Chips, got cold feet instead of telling everybody to calm down. If that sort of political correctness existed, we wouldn't have had Mel Brooks. We wouldn't. And you know what? And the thing is, too, is that Mel Brooks, what a shame it would have been if Mel Brooks had been trying to do business in this climate today, because one of his greatest tools against hate and against Nazism was to make fun of them. And mm-hmm. his modus operandi would not be allowed today.
Yeah. Well, how do you feel about that?
So sorry about
that. No. How do you feel about that? 914-636-0110. Was Ashton Kutcher's ad for Pop Chips racist? 914-636-0110. I don't know if they were racist, but I'm going to put my psychologist hat on.
Okay,
now.
Go ahead.
And being a fat boy as a child.
Mm-hmm. Not a dumb boy.
Being very, very not a dumb boy. And being sensitive, and mm-hmm. And as a psychologist, reality is perception.
Mm-hmm.
If the Indian community, and these are the people that are in fact a little bit upset with it,
mm-hmm.
if they are upset with it, yeah, you know, you can tell people to calm down, mm-hmm. but if there is a pin and you stick it in you, whether or not you intentionally do it
mm-hmm.
or you unintentionally do it, mm-hmm. it still hurts.
Yes.
That's the only problem. Mm-hmm. I on the other side,
right?
I do say, you know, let's have some fun with this.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, my mother, mm-hmm. here we go, my dear mother.
Yeah.
my dear mother, God bless her.
Mm-hmm.
God rest her soul.
Yes.
She hated, you know where I'm going with
yeah.
The Sopranos.
Yeah.
She thought that was an affront mm-hmm. on the Italian-American, mm-hmm. On Italians. Forget
right.
about
right.
it.
Right, right, right.
So, yeah, forget about it.
Right?
Forget
that rolled right
off my tongue. So, I mean, there you have it. So there are, and I was around Italian-Americans that were some Italian-American. I mean, I love The Sopranos.
Sure.
I thought it was terrific. Terrific writing, and the characters were just great.
Absolutely.
And they really captured it. But I what I'm basically saying is I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when you are a packaged goods company,
right,
like and I always talk about when with your brand, you always have to worry about your target market. Mm-hmm. But when your target market is so expansive,
right,
what you'd want to do is do no harm.
Right.
So that's the thing,
yeah,
that you got to,
you know,
be a little,
I mean,
bit
look
careful
back
of.
And you know, even I remember that those great commercials. That's a spicy meatball.
That's
you
right.
Know? I mean,
right,
come
right.
on.
Right.
You know,
right.
Again, my example is always Mel Brooks. We would,
right.
You know, we everybody has to relax and calm down. There's a difference between hate and intolerance,
yeah,
and poking fun.
Right. And what about the Scots ad?
Right,
where they have the Irish
right.
guy, right?
The Scottish
and,
guy, yeah.
Yeah. And what is it? It's a Scotty.
This is Scott from Scott Feed Your Lawn.
So, I mean, there you go. But the thing is,
yeah,
it's what, how do people perceive it? And
right.
like I said, if you like to call in 917-687, No, no, that's not my phone. Oh, that's my.
He gave that three quarters of your phone number there.
I'm giving you my cell phone. It's 914-636-0110. It's Brand Talk with John Tantillo, TJ McCormick here on WVOX. We love to hear from you and weigh in on the conversation. And here, as I said, everywhere today was one of those marketing days. And, you know, my producer and I, Jonathan, always talk about this frustration that we have in getting people to realize to connect the dots. Mm-hmm. So not only on Good Morning America did they talk about Ashton Kutcher and Pop Chips,
right,
they also talked about mommy marketing and Jessica Simpson.
Right.
And the fact that now, and not only that, her colleagues have now cashed in on their mommyhood. And they're talking about mommy marketing in terms of certain clothing that they can wear, losing weight, all those products, healthy foods for children.
Sure.
And infants. So you're everywhere I go, but when you talk to people about having a marketing show or a branding show, it's too segmented, you know, and I just go wild. Everyone today, to be successful in what you do, needs to know about market. It's not, the world is much smaller, and you have to know just about everything that there is. So that you can survive today, which leads me on to what we're going to talk about, our winner and loser of the week, Katie Couric. And who's going to be the winner.
All right.
And we're going to leave the loser to hang out there.
Okay.
But there we go, not understanding the basics of branding, which is to always be true to your brand and don't hype. Be true.
Yes,
okay.
To your
don't
brand.
oversell, because if you do,
you're
going to get into trouble. Well, after the break, we're going to have a exciting interview with Carrie Hoffman. We're going to have a Did You Know That? And, of course, the winner and loser of the week. Stay tuned.
World and national news three times an hour. Here's the latest update from Fox News Radio on WVOX.